French Defense Minister Hervé Morin spoke on French radio Thursday. He said he believes the seven hostages are still alive.
Ils sont très probablement aujourd'hui dans le nord du Mali, mais il faut bien avoir en tête que vous êtes sur une zone qui est immense.
And he said he wants the Al-Qaeda group to put demands on the table for the hostages' release. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, or AQIM, is a North African militant group with links to Al-Qaeda. It's taken responsibility for the kidnapping. Morin said Thursday he believes the seven who were taken hostage in Niger may now have been moved to northern Mali.
Nous souhaitons, c'est un, que Al-Qaïda puisse...
But he said northern Mali is an immense and mountainous area. Finding them, he said, could be as difficult as finding Osama bin Laden. France has sent a team of military personnel to help search for the hostages. According to the US-based terror monitoring group site, AQIM has posted statements on jihadist forums warning the French not to launch a rescue mission. In July, a joint French and Mauritanian mission was launched to rescue a 78-year-old French aid worker, Michel Germano, who had been kidnapped by AQIM. The mission failed to rescue Germano, but a number of AQIM militants were killed in the operation. Germano was later executed in retaliation. The seven hostages were taken from a uranium mine in northern Niger. Five are French, and the other two are from Togo and Madagascar. Céla Hennessy for VOA News, London.